Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody? The way God loves somebody, and He loves you. Sunday. Day. No time is free. Yeah. Talking about prayer is. Part of
weary, that'll be prayer. Prayer is like battery charge. God, our spirit is God. Always tell me. Pray with God for making our come there. Charges. So when you begin to start charging, prayer is vital to you, vital automobile. Start up, build up, gasoline, so light, order for us to do warfare, we had to be charged up, charged in the spirit of God, order the spirit of God. What it is. God. Wow. Devil. What it is. Battle. Spirit realm. Prayer is vital. Because through prayer, what happens? Diligence. Change. Circumstance. Round. Everybody needs to go. And we're not praying our words, but we're praying the word of God. And what has to happen is entity, spirit realm, has to recognize the Lord, God. So God's authority, boldness, God, situation, circumstance. God says we find on earth, heaven, and other words. In God's dominion, God's creation, what happens is the spirit realm obey, because God has given dominion. Man is the only one that has dominion over God's creation. God put him in place, God gave him dominion, God put him over it. God said, and so told the men on Sunday, God said, whatever you name it, that's what it's going to be. Amen. He didn't say that to any other creature, any other creation. God created and he said, man is going to have dominion over my creation. Whatever he says it is, that's what it's going to be. Now, that's not power and authority. I don't know what it is. Amen. That God said, I put you in charge. And when you say it's going to be, that's what it's going to be. In other words, God says, This is the example. If God put a lion in front of man, amen. Man ain't called a lion yet. He said, there's a creature right there, right? What you gonna call it, Adam? Adam said, I think I'm gonna call that a lion, amen. And God said, he called it a lion on earth. It's gonna be a lion in heaven, amen. And every time that creature walked by, God's in agreement with man. That is what? A lie. Is anybody with me on that tonight? Amen, amen. And so here we see that go into the word. We finished up in verse 17, Ephesians 17. It says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the spirit, the word of God. So now you got the word of God. Word of God. Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. The Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. I'm going to say this again. The Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. In other words, Spirit uses the Word of God to battle. So we wage war in the Spirit. So when we wage war with God, the Spirit, the Word of God, this, what happens, it has the power be able to set the tone, set the situation the way that God will speak.
Amen.
But we have to spend enough time in the Word so that when the Spirit wants to use the Word, it has something to work with. Amen. In other words, it's like we have to begin
to start understanding that the power is in the Word. The Word is inherent power all by itself. So when you say that I want to do the work of God, the work of God can't get done without the Word of God. In other words, when God wanted to create this world, He said, He spoke, let there be light. And the Word began to cause stuff that was not to become. In other words, He spoke what? Life. He spoke it into existence. So this is the track that God uses this training of His Word to begin to change it. So when we have the Word, which is a sport of the Spirit, that's how things change. So how should we stay in tune? How should we continue to say, okay, God, I know the Spirit is going to use the Word to be able to change the situation. How do I make sure I stay in tune with God to be able to use the Word correctly for the situation? And that is our biggest thing. Because you can have a car that is filled with gas that can go 180 miles an hour. But if you're on a road, amen, that only can take a car that goes 40 miles an hour, you run a car at 180 miles an hour on that road that can only go 40 miles an hour, somebody's going to get hurt seriously or somebody's going to get killed. Amen? And so we have this power, oh my gosh, to be able to speak the Word of God and exercise the sword of the Spirit in battle. But if we're not using it correctly, what happens is we can seriously hurt somebody. Amen. Anybody ever seen a sword? The sword can be used for good. Amen. But it also can hurt you. Amen. And so we have to learn how to use it the correct way. Because if you don't use it the correct way, you can mess somebody up spiritually for the rest of their life. You can be speaking something that is totally out of context. Amen? People speak stuff that is totally out of context and put people in bondage for the rest of their life because they didn't use the Word of God correctly. And they're in bondage for the rest of their life. They can't be blessed. They can't live the abundant life because somebody spoke a word, amen, that was out of context, that wasn't pertaining to what God wanted it pertain to. And now they're bound up, amen, because of what somebody said. Because that person wasn't in tune with God to speak the word, the correct word, in context for that specific time, specific need, for that specific word, for that revelation knowledge that applies to that. So you say, well, Pastor C, how do you make sure you don't do that? How do you make sure that you don't become a stumbling block for somebody? Because you got a little bit of knowledge, not according to God, but you got a little bit of knowledge according to zeal. You got some knowledge, but it's not revelation knowledge to particularly speak toward that situation. How do you stay in tune with God to make sure that what you're speaking is appropriate for that time? That you're not running 180-mile-an-hour car down a 40-mile-per-hour road, getting ready to wreak havoc in somebody's life. How do you do that? You go to verse 18, and it says, praying what? Always. Praying when? Always. So in other words, our prayer life, the life where we're communing with God, amen, allows us to use the sword of the Spirit correctly, that we can speak to revelation knowledge correctly because we're getting it directly from God. In other words, we're going to God to be able to tell us how to deal with the situation. Amen? And when we go to God in prayer, that tell us how to deal with the situation, even the most difficult situation or circumstance, can be brought into control or change because we are in tune with God. In other words, miracles can start happening. In other words, miracles can be manifest in our lives because we're praying with God and we're using the sword of the Spirit in that particular situation. Everybody with me tonight? So when we begin to start experiencing God like that through our prayer life, so now what happens is my spirit is in line with the Spirit of God, and the sword of the Spirit begins working in our everyday situation. What happens is we'll begin to start experiencing God on a totally another level because we're lining up with God. In other words, that same power that God said, let there be, and we have been being ever since, the same type of authority that we should be operating with right now. But the problem is, in this putting on this whole armor of God, doing this spiritual warfare, that God's children become lazy and don't want to pray all the time. We have a tendency to want to be entertained. We have a tendency to want to sit back and be ministered. We have a tendency to want everything to be catered to us, and we constantly want to be fed. We constantly want to be fed. We want constantly want somebody to minister to us. But there's a point in the life of the believer where the believer has to get involved in ministry and has to learn how to sacrifice and whatever it is, to be able to stay in constant state of prayer with God. It's vitally important that we take time out of our busy schedules, amen, and get into the place where God can talk to us. I'm not talking about just fly by night, now lay me down and sleep, pray the Lord. I'm talking about get to a place on a daily basis where we can pray to God and ask God to intervene on our behalf. Amen? But God is always there. But we're the ones that don't put God on our calendar. Most of us have calendars, electronic calendars, we put appointments on. Some people are getting calendars for 2015. They're making plans, marking up the 2015 calendar. Amen? But on those calendars, is there a place of prayer for God? Amen. Is there a place of prayer for God? I mean, we make all these plans. 2015 gonna be my year. We gonna do this. We gonna plan this. We gonna do a shopping trip here. We gonna bowling trip here. We gonna do this. So gonna get married. I'm gonna be here. I'm gonna go on vacation for this time, for that time. We gonna do this. We're going to do all these things. And then the only time that we'll put prayer on the calendar is something happens to somebody. Or they get in trouble, lose a job, have a financial situation. And then all of a sudden, I think I need to put prayer on my calendar. Which is nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. But if we look back at the Word of God, amen. And we're talking about the spiritual warfare. If we look back at verse 8, praying what? Always. What? With what? All prayer and what? And supplication in the what? Spirit. Amen. That means that we're not praying in the flesh. We're not praying based upon emotion, but we're praying upon what the Word of God says. We're praying in the Spirit. We're praying, amen, as Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit are one. We're praying in that realm, in that Godhead. We're praying in the realm of the Spirit-led prayer instead of the flesh-led prayer. So sometimes you can get a flesh-led prayer, amen, where someone does something, all you want to do is you don't get back. Amen. Lord, we pray that you take them out right now. Anybody ever been there? Lord, I pray that you cut them off right now and put the tack in the name of Jesus right on top of it. God, I pray that you take him out right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I pray that you beat him down right now in the name of Jesus. And God wants us to be spirit led prayer. Amen. Especially when you're in relationships with him. We can't have that emotional led prayer. Especially when you get a little angry. Especially when you get a little upset. It should be a spirit-led prayer. Amen? Prayer and supplication. Supplication means that you're seeking God to give you ability to pray for the right situation. You just can't start praying, amen, and have a scattered prayer, but your prayer should be for that specific situation of what the situation is and what God says about the situation. That's a spirit-led prayer. That's not a flesh-led prayer. I might pray that somebody will take you out. I might pray that it would never get to the point where you can get blessed. I might pray something that's totally out of line with God. And so this is what God is saying. In spiritual warfare, you have to know that it has to be a spirit-led prayer. It has to be a prayer of supplication where you're going to God and praying what God's will would be in that situation. That is challenge. The challenge is making it sure that it's God's will. So when you look at that verse 18, it says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for what? All saints. So what are you saying? It's got to be persistent, and all believers need to make sure that it's a persistent prayer, and we have to understand that it has to be persistent. This is the key right here, is because Satan stays busy. Why do we have to say persistent? Why do we have to say persistent? Because the enemy stays persistent. Why do we have to constantly pray for each other? Because the enemy stays persistent. The enemy constantly wants to, amen, take us off track. The Bible says he's like a roaring lion, that he's going to and fro in the earth, seeing who he may devour. So in other words, we have to constantly pray for each other. Not just any kind of prayer, but praying in the Spirit, praying that God's will be done in our life. That's why we got to learn that word. That's why we got to learn to get on one accord with the word of God, so that we can get into a situation where, just like in our prayer today, people called out people's different names. Several names were called out for people that even know that their names are getting called out. Amen? Amen. And somewhere along the line, somebody calling our name out. Amen? For all saints. This is what he's saying. He's saying in verse 18, he's saying, with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Every believer needs somebody to pray for. That's why I say about our calendars that we've gotten so lazy that we don't put prayer on our calendar. How much time do we take out to do it? I think sometimes we watch more stuff on cable or videos than we spend, you know, just giving enough time to pray for some folks. And then we want to hurry up and just pray for them. Amen? In church, sometimes you say, oh, Lord, don't get so-and-so to pray. Because what? So-and-so is going to pray a long prayer. Y'all cracking up. Y'all cracking up. Lord have mercy. Don't get so-and-so to pray. Or they said, good, they got so-and-so to pray. They're going to pray a real short prayer. Amen? Because we don't value prayer. But what prayer is doing, it is setting the direction for the sword of the Spirit. It's setting the direction. In other words, when you're talking to God, it's setting the direction. In other words, it's setting the direction for the flow for the Spirit to be able to do what it needs to do in your situation or my situation. So when you go to God and you say pray that God would strengthen Pastor, amen, that means that it's a Spirit-led prayer, that you're speaking revelation that your pastor needs to be strengthened. And so you begin to word of God that I would be strengthened, amen, that I would be able to stand, that when I feel weak, that I will be able to get strength. When you pray that prayer, what happens is you're changing the situation or the circumstance in my life that are surrounding my life. Are you guys with that? So but if you didn't pray that, amen, then you couldn't change the situations and circumstances that are surrounding my life that would give me the strength. So in other words, when the enemy would come in and try to zap my strength, amen, if you all weren't praying that way, amen, then there would be no defense, amen, to be able to stand that. But because so many people are praying that in tune with God, speaking the word, praying in the Spirit, amen, every day I get my strength renewed. I don't take it for granted that it's something that I'm doing on my own, amen. To be honest, if I sat back and looked at the schedule that I have every day, I would say, oh, Lord, how in the world am I going to be able to do it? Amen. I was up at 1:30 this morning. Amen. Amen. Still haven't taken a nap. Still up. Amen. Amen. But because people are praying my strength in the Lord, amen, I'm able to keep standing. It's not nothing that I'm doing. Amen. It's all of what he's doing, because people are doing spiritual warfare, and people are praying in the Spirit, and people are praying for all things. There are times where you are on your bed of affliction. I'm going to run out the room. Lord have mercy. Amen. And you could have slipped over, amen, and gone into critical, amen, or even fatal, amen. But there was some saints somewhere, amen. Amen. They were praying in the Spirit, amen. Amen. That was speaking the word of God. They were doing spiritual warfare, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, amen, began to change the situation and circumstances that were surrounding your situation. Amen. 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 And they spoke life and healing, amen, into your situation and your circumstance. Amen. And because God says that man has dominion over this thing, amen, that no matter what you said, amen, in the Spirit that happened in this situation and circumstance, God said it was so, amen, in heaven, amen. And you begin to get what? Well, Lord have mercy. Amen. And you begin to get well, amen. In spite of what it looked like, in spite of what it felt like, in spite of how long it had been that way, amen, the situation, I call it the dynamic began to change. It began to shift. In other words, as it was going, prayer was being spoken, and as the prayer in the Spirit was beginning to happen, and what happened is it began to change, amen, in your favor, amen, amen. And so the dynamic changed, and so by the time, God Almighty, the prayer began to come out, it had already started to change. Amen. But we're lazy in the spiritual prayer. We're lazy, amen. We don't want to press our way in, amen. Because the flesh wants to battle the spiritual prayer, amen. That's the bottom line, amen. The flesh wants to prop its feet up, fat, happy, eat, drink, and be merry, amen. Sitting in warmth, sitting in air conditioning, amen. Comfortable as it can be. That's what the flesh wants to do, amen? But that's not going to change, amen, somebody else's spiritual condition, their circumstance. It's not going to change it. That's why we got to press our way through the flesh, amen, and get to a place, amen, where we say, well, the flesh is going to give me some resistance, but you got to drag that joker sometimes. You got the spirit, got to drag the flesh sometimes, amen? And to the point where the flesh is, well, I might as well go because it ain't going to do nothing but drag me, amen? That's where the prayer and the fasting comes in. See, the fasting gets you to the point, amen, where the flesh has to give up. But as long as you feed that flesh, amen, it's going to be strong and resistant. Let me say that again. As long as you feed it, as long as you got a good old meal in that belly, amen, somebody said the itis sets in. Yeah, I do know what the itis is. Amen. Well, all of your strength goes to try to digest, amen, that food, that your big meal in your hand, and then you're going to try to pray for somebody. You know what the first thing going to happen, all your energy is going to go to try to digest that meal, amen? And if you bow your head and close your eyes, amen, amen, you might get an Our Father, which art in heaven, amen, amen? You might get it out, amen, but I don't know if you're going to come back up, amen? That's just the way. That's why you gotta have. That's why we gotta do some fasting, amen. That flesh, amen, doesn't go to sleep on. You remember when Jesus was on his way to be betrayed, right? And he went to pray with his boys, amen. Is in a circle, amen. Right? He getting ready to go to the most terrible test of his earthly ministry. Amen. Wanted some folk to come pray with him. Amen. Them jokers sat down. I don't know. They must have had a fish fry or something. No, it wasn't Friday. It wasn't Friday. They must have had some kind of meal. Amen. He said, you can't wait. You can't watch and pray for 1 hour. Eyes was heavy. Amen. Couldn't go but one. That's the way the flesh is. Amen. But Jesus drugged the flesh. And he prayed earnestly. It said he prayed until the sweat came down like drops of blood. Amen? Jesus would get away. You read the Bible, he would get away and go pray. The only time we won't pray is when we get ready to eat. And some of us, we eating before, why are we praying? Before we even pray, amen, we eating. In the middle of our eating, oh, Lord, I forgot to say my grace. Amen. Am I right? Am I right? But look at that spiritual prayer, verse 18. Ephesians, praying always. Did he say always? He didn't say sometimes. Always, but with all prayer and supplication in the spirit, where we're not playing in the flesh, and watching thereunto with all what? Perseverance. In other words, persistence and supplication for what? All the saints. So in other words, the best way to deal, because some of the saints, amen, you might not agree with all the time. I would venture to say that there are church members, amen, that from time to time, you don't see eye to eye with. I would say that happens in every church. Amen. And so in order for us to not to get fleshy, amen, we need to pray in the spirit, amen, for each other, amen. And I tell you guys all the time, if you see pastor where he's sick, might have a cold or not feeling well, you need to pray for me. Amen. Because my demeanor, Dr. Lee, amen, when I'm sick, amen, is not always lovely. I'll let y'all know that up front. If I'm sick and tired, y'all need to pray for me. Because the stuff I usually can put up with, I'm just being for real. The stuff I usually can put up with and be okay with and just let it roll off, if I'm sick and tired, I might snap and might bark at you. Amen. I know that about me. So I'm telling you all about me. So he's a pastor, must be sick. And he must be tired. Let's pray for him. Amen. that his situation of sickness and tiredness, amen, dynamic be changed, amen, so he can experience health and wellness afresh all over again, amen? Instead of getting to the flesh and saying, I don't know who he think he is. He's supposed to be the pastor. Don't you know that just because I'm supposed to be the pastor doesn't negate the fact that every now and then I'm sick and tired? You supposed to be a Christian. But that doesn't negate the fact that every now and then the flesh is going to steer you wrong and you're going to act up and act like your old daddy, which was Satan. Am I right? Amen. And so in that vein, we're saying praying for all saints, we need to pray for each other. Because any of us is apt to get off the chain at any time. Somebody needs to say, I know that's right. Amen? Especially in your church family. Amen? Folk did you see every Sunday? Can I say every Sunday? Every Sunday. Amen? Folk that you're supposed to love, folk you're supposed to care about. Let something go on in your physical situation or circumstance, in your life, in your family, on your job, or just on the street, and watch how it affects you in your church or in your family. Watch it. Let something go down on your job to get on your last nerve, amen? You come home sick and tired and upset, amen, and watch, we talked about this Sunday, watch the cat catch it. Watch the dog catch it. Watch the kids catch it, amen? Somebody say, hey, how you doing? They had nothing to do with what went on at your job. Amen. But guess who's going to catch it? The folk at home. The folk at church. The folk in your community. That's why we need to pray all prayer and supplication for the saints, because the enemy stays busy. He's persistent. He's persistent. He got spiritual angels, amen, that are organized, amen. See, we don't think that they're organized. They're organized to get you off your game so you can bring shame and dishonor to God. That's their organized plan, to get you off your game so we can bring dishonor and shame to God. They're organized. They're good at what they do. Amen. And so if we're not praying always with all prayer and supplication for the saints, we're going to go down. We're not going to be able to survive. And so when you look at me, don't look at me as pastor. He got an attitude. Don't look at me like that. Talk to God about it. Amen. Ask God to help me to have a shift in my attitude dynamic. Amen. That I will return back to being loved and pleasant. Don't talk about me. Don't gossip about me. Don't come behind my back. Don't run me down. Amen. Amen. Don't forget all about the good I did and talk about the bad I'm doing right now. Amen. I'm knocking on the door. Am I close to the door? I'm knocking on the door, or am I in the doorway right now? Amen. I'm in the doorway. I'm in the aisle. I'm sitting down drinking some coffee right now, right? But that's the tendency that the enemy wants to set us up for. That's his plan. Amen. But we have to realize that all of us face challenges in our situations and circumstances. That's why we have to keep praying for each other. Amen. Especially if you got a significant other, a husband or a wife. Can you imagine that person that you fell in love with? Whatever. Love. He was smitten. It was the boogum snoogums of your life. Amen. When they walked in the room, they made you smile, show top and bottom teeth. Amen. You just felt good holding their hand, amen, walking in the mall, arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder, amen. You couldn't wait, amen, to be with them, amen, because you was in love, amen. But somewhere along the line, Lord have mercy, amen, life set in, amen. Life set in, amen. And life comes with situations, amen, and circumstance. Am I right? Amen. It doesn't care how much in love you are with your bosom snuggle. Amen. It doesn't care how wonderful you feel when you hold their hand. Amen. Don't care where you live, how much money you have. Amen. Don't care nothing about your job. Life will happen. Amen. And in the midst of your loving your bosom snuggles, amen, something will happen in your or their life, amen, that will cause you, amen, not to not love them, but to fall out of love with them. Am I talking to somebody? Am I in the room? Am I in the kitchen, amen, scrambling for eggs? Do I got the toast in the toaster, amen, and the coffee on the brewer? You still love them, amen. But you're not in love with them. So wait a minute. What kind of dynamic is that? What are you talking about, Pastor C? What is it? You still love them, by the way. You still love them. You recognize they're a child of God. You still love them. You don't have no hatred or animosity toward them. But the feeling that you had, amen, with holding their hand. Come on, somebody. Somebody. The feelings you had when you was walking arm in arm, shoulder to shoulder, amen. The top and bottom smile feeling that you had, amen, is no longer there. Amen. Something happened along the way. That sounds like a song. Where did that come? Something happened along the way. Something. Will you still be happy with Sam? That was Earth, Wind, and Fire, right? Yeah. And so what happened was the enemy's plan, amen, was worked on your situation, amen. And so instead of you going to the Lord in prayer, amen, and asking God to restore that thing, amen, what happens is a lot of time what people do is they inflame and throw gas on the situation. Because they got into their emotions and their feelings, oh my God. And the enemy said, you don't deserve that. You deserve better than that. They shouldn't treat you like that. If I were you, I wouldn't take that. Am I drinking the coffee now? Am I eating the eggs now? Toast got butter and jam on it now, right? Amen. And so now you said, I shouldn't have to put up with that. They shouldn't treat me like that. I don't have to be like that. Amen. And all of that love that you experience is now on the verge, amen, of being destroyed. Amen. Amen. And then you begin to start destroying them, and they begin to start destroying you. And now you are in a situation, amen, where love don't love what? Nobody or anymore, amen. You abandoned me. Love don't live here anymore. Amen. That was the plan of the enemy all along. And he's patient. The enemy's patient. Because he knows that we're gonna get tired of praying. Amen. He's gonna get tired of us saying, Lord, help me to see where I went wrong. You got to do that in prayer. Help me to see the things that I've done to contribute to this. Help me to be able to get better. Help me to be the man of God or the woman of God that you want me to be, that even while they might not be everything that you called them to be, I still can show godly love and concern for them, amen, in the midst of what the situation or circumstance is. That's what comes when you start praying for all saints, amen. And that includes yourself. Don't you know you got to pray for yourself? Amen. Don't you believe Jesus prayed for himself? He said, Father, if it be possible. Kason is a rough somebody. And his mess is in this cup. Y'all don't hear me tonight. Kason got some rough stuff. He's looking down in that cup. He said, Father, if it be possible. Kason got some stinking mess going on. Amen? And if you be true with yourself, your stuff was in the cup too. If you be honest with yourself, I'm just going to be honest with you. Kason has some stinking stuff in that cup. Amen? Amen? And so I can imagine Jesus looking at that thing and saying, Father, if it be possible. You ever open up some sour milk, you open it up in the refrigerator, and you took a sip of it, and it was just sour, just not fit for consumption. Amen? Jesus prayed for himself, said, Father, if it be possible, is there any other way to be out? Let this cup with Kason's mess pass from me. Amen? And that's the way Jesus prayed for himself. He said he prayed till sweat ran down like drops of blood. And he was at a point where he was saying, if it be possible, Kason got some messed up stuff. Amen. Let this pass for me, and he prayed. He was praying for himself. Amen. Amen. And he prayed for himself, but nevertheless, amen. Not what my will, amen. But what thy will be done. And so that's the prayer for yourself in the midst of that smelly stuff that comes up against you. And so the enemy will bring all kind of smelly, rotten stuff into your life to try to sour you with the people around you, to try to sour you with yourself, to try to sour you with God, to the point where you don't want to be around God, you don't want to be around nobody else, and you don't want to be around yourself. Anybody ever been there? Can't stand yourself, can't stand nobody else, and can't stand being in the presence of God because it makes you uncomfortable. Anybody ever been there? Don't even want to come to church. I don't want to see them. I don't even want to see myself. Amen? And enemies, I got them right where I'm on. But he said, nevertheless, not my will. Thy will be done. He looked back over there at the sleeping brothers. He said, all right, it's enough now. Let's go and do what the task is. Let's go do what the task is. And that is where we have to get to a point with prayer. We go down to verse 19, Ephesians 6:19, is that we have to be bold with it. What do you mean by bold? In other words, we have to be bold enough to have enough swagger to be able, and people understand the connotation of swagger, to be able to apply this type of prayer in any type of situation. Not to be ashamed, amen, and say, well, the world says this, amen. The world says this, the world says that, but, amen, I'm going to use the word of God, amen, to deal with this and that, and do it boldly. To realize, amen, that my God, our God, is greater than any situation or circumstance. That's shouting stuff right there. Our God is greater than any situation or circumstance. You got to have that bold faith. You got to have that swagger that, yeah, you might try to come against us with this. You might try to come against that. You might try to bring this one down. You might try to bring that one down. But our God is greater than any situation or circumstance. I call it the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego boldness. Amen? That they would be bold enough, amen, to say that even if he doesn't do it, I know he's able. Amen? Amen? That David faith that says, I will bless the Lord at all times and that his praise will continually be in my mouth. That type of boldness, that type of what he says in verse 19, Ephesians 6:19 says, and for me, that And here Paul is, he's not thinking about himself. He's thinking about continuing to teach about this spiritual warfare. He's thinking about continuing to teach about what God is instructing him to look out for others instead of ourselves. He says, and for me, verse 19, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may what? Open my mouth what? Boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel. Because he knows that if he could speak that gospel, that good news, there's a chance, amen, that somebody, amen, might be able to come out of darkness, might be able to see the light of God, come out of darkness into God's marvelous light. And that's what Paul was concerned. He was concerned that I would continue to remain bold, that I will continue to remain steadfast, that I will continue to preach that gospel, that somebody might come to know Jesus. The Bible says heaven rejoices over one soul. Amen? And so this is what Paul was concerned with. He might have been in prison. He might have been on lockdown. He might have been being persecuted. But he realized that was just a temporary situation, a temporary circumstance, and that he can deal with it. And so when people are in situations like that where it's difficulty, pray their strength in the Lord. Pray that God's grace will be strong enough to sustain them, amen, that they will continue to be able to witness, amen. When you see me in a situation where I'm sick or I'm tired, I'm struggling, I'm tired, pray my strength in the Lord that I will continue to stand up and be able to proclaim the gospel, amen. There have been some Sundays, Lord have mercy, where I felt, amen, low to the ground, amen. But somebody was praying for me, amen. I was able to drive here, get here, make it through, and preach what thus said the Lord, that somebody would be able to be strengthened, amen. And after that, I had to go home, and I just had to collapse in the bed, amen. But I pray that you would pray my strength in the Lord, that I would be bold, that I would be able to tell somebody about the goodness of the Lord. And this is where Paul is saying in verse 19. And verse 20 says, for which I am an ambassador in bond, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So in other words, that I'm still Christ's mouthpiece. I'm still being used by God. Even though I might have bonds, I got the boldness to be able to say that even though I might be locked up, the word of God is so powerful that it can even reach those that when I'm locked up. Amen? And that's what we have to get to the point. We got to get to that point where we're really understanding, amen, that there is power in the word of God, that we can have boldness, that we can have boldness, amen, in the face of the situation or the circumstance, amen? And that's what we have to get to. And so I'm running out of time, but we have to really get to the point where we understand that prayer is an awesome part of the armor of God, to be able to use it the right way, to be able to not get into the flesh, but to remain in the spirit, to be able to talk with boldness, to be able to say, oh, the situation might look bad, but my God is able, amen, to change the situation or the circumstance, amen, in the midst of all the mess. My God is able to change the circumstance. Amen? And that's what we got to hold on to as spiritual warfare, putting on this whole armor. That's what we got to hold on to. And that's the only way we're going to make it. Only way we're going to make it. But again, we have to drag the flesh with us, because the flesh will get lazy. Can we keep it real? The flesh will get lazy. Amen. And it'll tell you, I ain't going to Bible study. I ain't going to prayer service. I ain't praying for, I know my wife. Amen. And you get to know people. You get to know people. That person you fell in love, you get to know them. And you know that sooner or later they're going to come out of that funk. Amen. But we have to resist the urge, amen, to play into that situation. Amen. We got to resist that. We got to stay in the spirit because it's easy to push that button. Amen. But it's not as easy as to be able to pray for him. Amen. To be able to pray for him and ask God to ease whatever it is troubling. And have what? This is the word Jesus said. Have some compassion. Amen. For them, even when they're not being compassionate towards you. That's some show enough spiritual warfare. Because you know something is troubling them. You know when something's troubling your mate. You know when that thing is on them bad. Amen. And you just getting in your feelings, amen, because they shouldn't treat you like that. Amen. So now you compounding the situation. Because not only is that thing on them, but now you got an attitude because you aren't going to put up with that mess. Don't come in with that crap. Nobody know with that stuff. You should have left that stuff at work. I'm washing dishes now. I done made myself at home. I done turned, washed the dish, ran water, and don't bring that in here. I ain't had nothing to do with that. Am I right? Come here with that, man. Leave that stuff right out there. I ain't got nothing to say to you. But we have to get to the point where we're constantly recognizing spiritual battle. When you constantly recognize the spiritual battle, you have the ability to be able to see the change. And that's exciting. When you can see the change and you can get back to that loving feeling. Amen? Amen. But they done got rid of their stuff and you got rid of their stuff and you begin to hold hands together and smile and things are tracking very well. Amen. Amen. And you have to get your relationship stronger like that, where you can make it through those tough times. It makes you stronger. Amen. Makes your relationship strong. Amen. By going through that trial or that test. And so the next time you say, well, we're not going to get as far off track as we were. You know that's not a God. You know I love you, and I know you love me. And that's the way church folk got to get to. Amen. We should get so far off track, amen, that we can't say this is a God. Amen. I love you. You love me. We done been through some stuff together. Ain't no sense of us acting this way. Amen. Amen, church folk. Amen. And ain't nobody mad but the devil. Amen. And keep it moving. Because if the truth be told, Christ took all of that up on Calvary and nailed it to the cross. Amen. And all that negative stuff that was on my sleeve. Somebody get ready to get excited. All that negative stuff that was on your sleeve. Amen. Right? He took it to the cross. And they say he wiped it what? Wiped it clean. So why am I gonna hold it on you downhill? Don't make sense, does it? I know I'm not talking good English. So why are you going to hold that on me if he took it to Calvary? Praise things in Jesus went Calvary, savior, like you and me, that's love. Is that what they say? That's love. Amen. So if Jesus went to Calvary to save us like you and me, that's love. Amen. Why are we still beating each other up? What was on the old slate? Amen. That's where we got to get to. That's why we. That's why Paul, inspired by God to do that spiritual warfare, because we are still in the flesh. recognize the battle. We have to do the warfare. Not beat each other up so bad. Show the love of God. And recognize. So, I'm sorry I called everybody lazy. But laziness prevents our prayer life. It's our prayer life, which stunts our power in the spirit. So, we got to keep fasting, church. Keep praying. Studying the Word of God. I know these old fleshly bodies, they don't want to study. You know, Paul says, study to show yourself approved unto God. Don't want to fast, because even though Jesus said some of these things come only through what? Pray and fast. Right? We don't want to pray, we don't fast, we want to study. We want to sit down with a remote control in our hand. Big cup of something and a straw. We can't even drink out the glass anymore. We got to put a straw in it. Amen? Amen. America has gained so much weight in the last 50 years. Lord have mercy. Amen. 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 If somebody pray in the church longer than a half a minute, it's like, oh, Lord. Praying too long. Amen. Then we said we're going to pray once we get in the bed. Don't you know as soon as you get in that bed. I don't even know if we get the first Our Father out. Amen. Come. Pray fast when we study the Word. God says, whatever you say, that's what it says. But you gonna speak the wrong thing. You're not praying and you're not fasting, studying the Word. You're going to speak the wrong thing. You're going to be a sin box with somebody. You're going to run somebody off the road. Amen. But we can get angry in a second. Get in our feelings and start using some choice words. Because the flesh ain't forgot how to use them. Amen. If you knew how to cut somebody out 15 years ago, I guarantee you know how to cut somebody. The flesh know how to do it and do it good. But if you're fasting and you're praying, it'll be less likely to cut somebody out. I'm going to leave that right there. I'm going to leave that right there. But that's what we got to do. We got to get to that point where we say, I got to fast. See, I'm at that point now. I know I got to fast all the time. I know I got to pray all the time. I know I got to study all the time. Because I realize the attack of the enemy. I recognize the attack of the enemy. Amen. And I realize the shortcomings of my flesh. That's where we got to be. You got to recognize it. All right? We love to eat. That's why we don't like to fast. We love to eat. Amen. And we love to eat a lot. We don't eat to live. A lot of times we live to eat in abundance. The Bible says gluttony is a sin. We be licking our fingers. Walk by the refrigerator. No, we don't need nothing else to eat. Refrigerator door jump in your hand. Where this thing open up? Well, I'm here. I might as well eat something while I'm here. Amen. Holidays coming up. Well, it's the holidays. I'm just gonna have me a little sliver. Amen. But that's my time. I could talk all night. That's right. I enjoyed this studying season. Awesome book. finish this up with the spiritual warfare. So I pray that something said, taught that helps us to be better because of studying, applying it to our lives. All right, well, let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you again, God, for your word and power of your spirit. God, we thank you for allowing us to see that we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, spiritual wickedness, spiritual principles of darkness, and rulers of darkness of this world. God, we thank you that you taught us to put on the whole armor, God, that we have the strong power of your might. We should put on the whole armor. We should pray with all prayer and supplication for all saints, God. God, that we give them the best that there is, Jesus Christ. Pray that in the midst of the battle, God, help us to stand and then all this thing more. God, we pray everyone study this word, apply it, God, that we would continue to preach the word and preach the gospel. Somebody that doesn't know you in the free pardoning of their sins, God, would come to know you, God, that they would turn from their ways and come running. I yield. What must you to be saved? God, we pray that you continue the blessings that we will plant, we will water, trust you to give. Pray and we ask all these in the name of Jesus Christ, who is the Christ, who is our Lord. In Jesus' name, pray. Good night, everyone. We'll talk to you again on next Thursday. Good night.